So I've been looking through the archive of posts for BOAG World. I won't bore you with why I'm having to trawl through them all. But I came across a post that I'm quite pleased with that I wrote ages ago, and it's called Intranet Delusions. So if you want to read it yourself, you can check it out by searching on BOAG World for Intranet Delusions. What I like about this post is it talks about intranets and some of the ridiculous ideas people have about them. Does your organisation have an intranet? Because if it does, I bet you fall into at least one of these categories of beliefs. Let me give you some of the common delusions that exist when it comes to intranets. The first one is the intranet is not important like the website, doesn't need to generate a return on investment. People are often reluctant to put money into an intranet because it doesn't generate a return on investment, but actually it does provide kind of productivity gains. It dramatically reduces the time to access key information. It can act as an effective method of disseminating information. It can be a way to manage workflows, etc., and improve communication. So to say that it's not important isn't true. If your organization is of a certain size, I think your intranet is just as important as your internet website. The second delusion is I don't need to worry about accessibility because I know exactly who's going to be using the system. Well, fair enough. I can kind of understand that. But to be honest, it's a little bit naive. Just because a user isn't registered as disabled doesn't mean that they might not have some kind of vision problems. And also, you have certain obligations as an employer. And people might be accessing the intranet via a mobile device. Or you might have somebody in the future join the company who has got a disability of some description. You need to think about the more elderly users as well, those with poor eyesight or arthritis. So there's lots of reasons to think about accessibility with your intranet. The next delusion in this article is we only need to design for Internet Explorer 6 because that's what's used across the entire company. Or Internet Explorer 7 or Internet Explorer 8 or Firefox or whatever else. Single browser support, in my opinion, is pretty risky. And I give some more reasons in the article as to why I've got a problem with that. And there is no reason just to design for one browser. A lot of companies are being stung by the fact that they built applications for a browser that is now out of date. So be careful on that one. The next delusion is it's not like a website. People aren't required to use your internet site, but they are required to use their intranet as part of their job. Well, yeah, they are, but in my experience of working on intranets, an intranet only succeeds if it's got the right information, it's easy to use, and it's engaging. Well, the same kind of principles really apply. If it's quicker to email someone or pick up the telephone than use the intranet, then that's what people will do. They go for the path of least resistance, whether they're required to use something or not. The final delusion about intranets worth mentioning is the idea that everybody can add or maintain the content and there doesn't need to be a webmaster. In a utopian world, an intranet wouldn't need a webmaster. You know, each employee could add and update their own information. However, in reality, it doesn't really work like that. People are too busy to mess around with the intranet and upload stuff. While others in the company are the opposite extreme and they upload everything, even stuff that isn't really required. So be careful. Check out this article about intranet delusions if you have one. I think you might find it useful.